Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Hey guys, I want to take a quick second again to remind you that we have partnered with Louis Wickett of Key Mortgage Group, and he is here for the Wash Up Walk-Ons listeners to take care of all of your home buying needs. We've gotten a lot of DMs congratulating us on this partnership. Good for the show. Yada, yada. This isn't for us. This is for you guys. And Louis's your guy. We don't know anything about this, so we've partnered with him. Anybody that has questions, hit Louis up. All right. One thing I do know, did a little research earlier this month in July, mortgage rates hit an all-time low, at least for a long time. It 3.07% for a 30-year fixed rate, and as low as 2.56% average for a 15-year fixed rate mortgage. I don't know anything about numbers past, you know, like addition, subtraction, but I know those are pretty low. And I know that Louis is the guy to help you through this process. I'm going to read you a couple of reviews to just give you a kind of a feel of how other people have felt working with Louis. This is from Haley. We were first-time home buyers, and Louis was a tremendous help through the entire process. He helped with estimating monthly payments for potential properties and walked us through the cost and process when we decided on a home. Very personable and stayed connected with us through every step. Corey said, Louis has been extremely helpful and knowledgeable through our time, our whole home buying experience. What would typically be a stressful and nerve-wracking time had been turned into a worry-free process with Louis. And that's what you guys want, right? Louis is that young guy. He's personable. He's going to help you out. He's going to let you know everything you need to know throughout the entire process. So if you would like to get in contact with Louis and have him help you out, you can contact him at our special email that we've set up for this partnership, hawks@gohomeside.com. Or call him at 515-238-9949 to start the process. Thanks. I often end this intro with buckle up, sit back, relax, let's have a day. Today, you really need to buckle up because Frank Garza, the head peacock himself, is going to take you on an adventure into Luka Garza and his training and the mental side of being a Division I athlete. Sit back, relax. Let's have one. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 137 of the podcast. I've got my mic turned up today, so hopefully you guys can hear my voice. My apologies on the last one. I was outside for an episode. There were cicadas, tried to turn the mic volume down. I screwed you guys. It won't happen again. That doesn't have anything to do with this episode, though, so I digress. Today, we've got a pretty awesome guest. We had to ask him to politely be quiet so that we can start the podcast so that he stopped dropping absolute gems before the recording started. A man who I've been looking forward to getting the opportunity to know for quite a while. I think that goes for the three of us. One of Iowa City's most interesting people, and I think one of Iowa City's most famous and popular people outside of its athletes, maybe even more than its athletes.
Nah.
The father of the Peacock, Mr. Peacock, Frank Garza. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. That was way too much of an introduction there, but I'm proud to be a Hawkeye, I tell you that, and I'm delighted to be on your show.
We have Frank been so, you know, we've admired from afar. You become similar to, and we actually had one of the football players' parents, Tyler Goodson, the running back, his about yeah. So I draw comparisons between you two because you guys have become this figure, this face of the parental side of the community, and so loved on Twitter and social media, which is really one of the positive things I think about social media, as far as Division I athletics and college athletics in general. Because there are a lot of negative sides to that as well, which I'd actually love to get into with you, because I'm sure Luca has dealt with his fair share of the positive and the negative. But you've become this figure, and it kind of started with what Drake introed us in there, the peacock. You gotta let the peacock fly. Where did that come from? Let's start right there.
Oh, yeah, the old peacock. Well, it was, saying I'm a bird guy. I like birds. I've had ostriches and peacocks when Luke was younger, and chickens and roosters and stuff like that. But anyway, it's unique to see one fly, you know, and takes you by surprise, kind of like Luca did, right? But part of it's a philosophy too. You know, you're uniquely you. Right? There's only one like you. So the way you fly is going to be, you know, it's going to have its own signature. It's going to have its own verse in this chorus of life. And so don't try and, be someone else, and don't let what you can't do get in the way of what you can do. Kind of philosophy. Just let it fly. Hey, listen, you right now, this moment is the most important moment. I don't care who you've been before, what you've done. It doesn't matter. You are who you are right now. And so let it fly, let it be, and see what can happen. And so anyway, I'm sorry, say again.
I'm getting a peacock tat now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like, it was the game at Tennessee, right? By the way, I didn't agree to get mic'd up. In fact, I was like, I thought I would embarrass my wife having it on there. She was with me. I was like, oh gosh. But it was like, okay, what do you do when Trent Cook says, hey, you're going to do it. We voted. You're it. Because they had done Jabo's dad the night before or something like that. Anyway, so I was a little worried because sometimes I may have heard me at games or heard about some of my inside out mantra, you know, coming from where I sit. You know, go inside out. It's the way to go. You win more games that way. It's axiomatic. But anyway, we were down 25, if you guys recall. Right, mm-hmm. The number two team in the nation, and it wasn't having anything to do with what they were doing so much as it was we weren't performing. We were all worrying about what we couldn't do or what we should do, and not being in the moment, and then reading and attacking, and playing and competing. And so that whole let the peacock fly was just a statement, just to let it out there and go. And of course, Tyler, you know, was bright as a thousand suns, and just took everyone on his back, and it was a vortex, just got right into, and then everyone followed. And hey, listen, a pass here, a little shot here, we would have won that game, fair enough. And it was certainly within our ability to do so. I think we were totally exhausted there at the end. But anyway, that's where I came from. So I'm sitting around, guys, and I was with Austin Ash's dad, Kerry. And so we're going to a game in Wisconsin, a couple of his buddies too, Brownie and whatnot. So anyway, I don't want to forget anybody. Anyway, so we're in Wisconsin, Madison, and I'm walking around. I'm hearing, hey, let the peacock fly, like no less than 300 times. Now, listen, I'm fairly stupid. I mean, I walk slowly, but never backwards. I mean, once I decide, I go. But it was like, I'm like, hey, dummy, that's probably, if that was your shirt, right, if that was a something, let's use that money for Iowa. Let's do something that, because it came from the expression of the game, I think. It's just a whole Iowa thing. So my dad and I, he's had a nonprofit for some 30 years where we ran camps and stuff. So it's a nonprofit, Let the Peacock Fly, and we take 55% of the money. And actually this year we took 100% of it and gave it all out to the teachers, just because how could we not, all right? Because when's the next, you know, because the 55% of the money is to take them to federal, you know, national type of program, so they can, because the state can't afford to send them. So let's send them somewhere where they could go, like what Jesus said, or, you know, teach someone to fish. So go find out what others are doing, bring it back to Iowa and teach others, so that we could, you know, the high tide raises all boats idea. So, And that idea wasn't mine so much. It was Nancy Kreener, some of the other parents, Gene Ash. So, hey, what should we do with some of this money? So, hey, send them to a national convention where we can't go and hear other ideas, so we can bring it back to Iowa. It's only 3 million people. It doesn't matter. You still should have the right to have all the kind of ideas out there. And so anyway, that was the idea there, but there wasn't going to be a national convention at all, and maybe not even in 2021. So we distributed it all out. But the other part, 45%, was the passion of mine and Luca's, which is all the inner game stuff that for our youth program, which is called Elevate. And that's just to take a whole bunch of Iowa, you know, athletes through at any age, really, but mostly middle school to high school, through college, and get them working on the inner game, because you only perform in a manner that's consistent with how you feel and believe presently. So if you don't, I don't care how good the teacher is, if you're not together inside, you're not going to perform at all, nor are you going to learn, nor will there be any cognition. So giving these kids the skills to moderate, in other words, the higher up you go, you guys know this as athletes and at the D1 level, higher up you go, it's more mental than physical.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
More mental than physical. So the question is, well, what are you doing for your inner game? Are you taking that to the gym? Well, what are you doing exactly? Well, I think about it. Well, that's not enough. There's pranayama, for instance, gentlemen. How long can you live without food?
It's like 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, two,
2.5, maybe 3 on the outside. How long can you live without water?
3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, 3 days, right on the money. How long can you live without a breath?
3 minutes.
A minute and a half.
One. So, how often you practice eating, how often you practice drinking, how often you practice breathing on purpose. Pranayama exercises where Luca's lungs 1.5 times that of another person, because we practice breath. And breath is our superpower. It turns on the inside. That's like warming up. Now I can put stuff in my brain. We call it visual motor rehearsal, about how we're performing. For instance, I was a young kid, and I still remember, 15, and I'm sitting around, got to see the Blue Angels fly, you know, the Jets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love, and I'm sitting around, I'm walking in a room, and they're all sitting around, touching each other, a knee or something, and they're all eyes closed, and the captain's going to the left, tip to the right, go to the left. They're flying, but they're sitting on the ground. And I was just, it just mesmerized me. Well, what are they doing? Well, the scientist that was with me at the time, the teacher, said, this is what Einstein called the thought experiment. Bring the future into the moment and you can figure it out. You got any problem with anything? Bring the future into the moment. So that's what they were doing. They were flying and they were rehearsing, so that, because your body can't tell the difference, your mind can't tell the difference if you're doing it physically or if you're doing it exploratory. If you do it right, you got to do the breath, you got to do visual motor rehearsal, etc. But once you do that, away you go. So I went off on a whole tangent of finding more out about that stuff, even through NASA. For instance, you know, Armstrong his resting pulse when he landed on the moon was barely 50. Could you imagine that, going that far?
That's crazy.
That is a psychopath of a human.
Yeah, that calm, because he landed within 2 seconds of running out of fuel, right? I mean, it was just so perfect, because why? He had done it a billion times in his mind. So when his mind got to it, where it was happening in front of him, says, "This, hey, I've been here before. We've done it over and over again. That's the reliability of our training. Just like a pilot that, you know, she can't see or he can't see because it's foggy, raining. You got to rely on your training. And for sports, in any kind of area where your performance is needed, you go in to go out. You don't go out to go in.
That's fascinating.
And so that you know, that stuff's a gift to some for young people, as opposed to you having to find out when you get older and trying to find out because you're trying to perform at the best and you're performing next week. Yeah. Right? So that's where that all came about. It was like, hey, this is an Iowa thing. You know, Iowa's our home. You know, it's our field of dreams, if you will. And so, in particular for my son. And so we wanted to give back that way. And we just thought it was natural to do that. So I maybe took too long on the peacock, guys. By the way, I want to say we got 10 more designs coming out. I'm going to announce that next week. We're going to try and raise like $55,000 because the teachers really need some dough now. And there needs to be some new content that's different than the normal because of Zoom training. You can't go all day on Zoom with a little kid.
I've been in a lot of Zoom calls the last 3 months, and it's exhausting.
That's all fascinating stuff, Frank. All of that being said, I have to imagine that, you know, the way that you think about that stuff obviously translated to Luca early on. I have seen, and I think Hawkeye Nation loves it more, maybe no one more than me, but the training videos this off season of Luca in the gym. And every once in a while, you'll throw up a video that you took of 10 years ago or 5 years ago, you know, around a long time ago of Luca training as a younger kid.
Yeah.
When did you start to really implement or did Luca become fascinated with that himself as well, that mental side of the game?
Well, it's a great question, and you as fathers to be, or you know, it's something where when you'll know when you have a child, just boom, and something changes, you know. So the idea about development, where you want to see him, you know, where you want him to go, and how can you best help that is kind of what Aristotle said about parenthood, which is it's like parents are the bow, you know, the child's the arrow. And you as parents, you're to draw that back. Not too high so they go up and they burn. You see any kids that are like superstars at seventh grade and they end up being nothing because
they burn out.
Overdeveloped. Yeah. I mean, so you can't go too high. You can't go too low because then they'll never experience what it's like to be at the, you know, to have that success and that, you know, what it means to that responsible, what we call the responsible eye when you're a sports person, you know, and you've got the eye. You have to have a responsible eye, not a stinky eye. So anyway, the idea is to do it, pull it back far enough, just high enough, not too low, that when you let it go, once it's gone, there's nothing you can do anyway. So in terms of his development, which was different than my daughter's, was to put him in situations where if it happened, you know, just make sure it's all there, that he could fall in love with the game. And then once you fall in love with the game, right, I was not ever had to say, Luca, let's go. We're late for practice. About one time. And we're talking going to three a days, guys. You know, and he was at 14-year-olds holding bricks. He even signed the bricks.
I saw the bricks.
He signed the bricks, guys, right? All right, he means I drink. So he's got those guys there because they're his friends. Because he knew if he could keep his hands up like that, and all he had to do on a shot is just go like that, that's 22 inches vertical. Just going, having your hand up here and doing this, that's 22 inches. And I don't even have to leave the floor. And then if I can get up maybe 10, maybe 5 in his case, because he got my jumping ability, which is, hey. Listen, guys, I don't have a vertical, but I have a great horizontal. All right, man, I can do a lane slide. I can cover about 15 feet, baby. I can go somewhere, right? But I got no vertical.
I'll tell you what, our strength and conditioning coaches would have been very impressed with that lateral ability.
Well, you know, because it's like, it's a matter of inches. It's like, so you can run a 4.240. Guess who's the fastest guy down the court every time? It's Luca, because he leaves earlier and he's ahead of the game. And so it doesn't matter how fast you are, is how can you do it on the court? There's a difference between in basketball being, which is different than football, I believe it's just, you can be a basketball player and not have to be a great athlete.
I was about to ask you, after your, when you described the whole peacock mentality and your monologue that you went on, I was going to say, is that like where Luka finds all his success? Because like you said, not the most athletic dude. You're looking at three guys, not the most athletic dudes. But Luka,
you know what I mean? It was hard work, right? It was fundamentals. Something
right.
That you guys
but,
had.
But Luka has found astronomical success compared to what we found. And so I'm just wondering, like, how, you know, the guy, he's not as physically dominant as some of these freaks out there, but he's just putting up 30 on them every night.
Right. Well, you know, and it is because of the inside stuff. So certainly – know that this, you know, your best student is one that wants to learn. Fair?
Right? Oh, I mean, absolutely.
So with, 100%. So with Luka, and you saw the, he was always ahead. We were always more prepared than someone else, just because I know the game and the family, my wife, you know, so that we had that. But then also, as he got higher up in playing, and then performance anxiety kicked in. Right, it kicks in. Yep. You have 32 points. You're like, okay, where's my comfort zone? Well, you saw it actually happen with Luka's sophomore year. It's like, geez, I'm doing 21 and 10. Oh, God, that's not like me. What am I like? Well, 12 and 5. So let me go 3 games, one of which I don't even score, to bring it back. Not because you can't do it, but because you have to understand you only perform in a manner on the outside that matches your inside, and his comfort zone was 12 and 5. So that summer, we are laying down doing meditations, seeing him, not so much the result, gentlemen, but so many shot attempts with him at balance and control. And we know he's going to make, and practice is 82% from 30, right? We track it. We know inside it's going to be, you know, 75%, but in the game, you maybe knock off 20 points or so, 20 percentage points. So we knew if he did that, he'd be dominating, and he would need to do that. So that's what he was doing, was expanding his comfort zone. So that when he heard the words, like, geez, you're doing 26 and 11 against top 10 teams. Yeah, thank you. Right? I'm not going to freak out about it. I'm not going to get in the fetal position, start sucking my thumb and worrying about, am I going to do it next game? No. Yeah. I'm going to say, hey, thank you, Tyler. You know, it's not up to me. I'm getting great passes, which he is. Right? I'm getting this. I mean, it's not all me, but I appreciate you mentioning that. Next question. Right? Because, hey, listen, that's me. Damn. That's my new reality. So what you saw in Luka was the expansion of his comfort zone. And so not easy. It's simple, not easy. But where did we use it first? We used it all along, but we used it intensely for surgery. For surgeries, to see himself heal in an amazing time. The doctor was saying, hey, Dr. Howe's like, hey, probably not going to play. Luka's like, well, I'm going to play. I'm going to start the first game. Boom, visualized it, saw it, and he healed. I mean, David at 24/7 Sports did a great article about that surgery with Dr. Howard. And Howard said, hey, I just amazed that he healed that fast. Why? Well, we weren't. You know, he was doing it up here, telling his body exactly what he wanted to do. Gentlemen, consciousness is biology.
100%.
You can think about something negative and you can have toxicity flowing through your body and as fast as you can think about it, your heart rate could go up. You can start sweating and you're sitting in a chair. So imagine if you can fine tune that just like you would a bench press or a clean and jerk. And you can do that by doing it twice daily, 10,000 hours of doing it pretty soon. That mind, you master the mind the higher you go. And the more elite performance consistency you need. It's a mastering of the mind, not just the physical, because the physical is already there.
Yeah, so Luka's basically magic. Luka is magic. That's what we've determined. Luka has magical powers. He has mastered the mind. I'm curious.
Well, listen, we all have it, gentlemen. I got to say, Dre, we all have it. And
matter of unlocking it.
And we all exercise it. You know, we all exercise it. It was just a matter of him doing it on purpose because he can't afford not to, gentlemen. Because why? He's the worst athlete out there.
I understand that.
Worst athlete out there? No.
I understand that.
Not intangibly, but physically, yeah. I mean, come on. You know,
he's blessed with a 6'10" frame.
Yeah, the seasons move faster. Okay? So it's like, So that's funny. Has to be ahead. He has to be, you know, economy of movement. So, you know, adversity creates babies, and they can either be ones that don't work out or ones that are good for you. And that those babies were, okay, now I'm going to work on my mental part because I can't physically play. Now I'm going to go do this. I'm going to do that. And constantly feeding himself that kind of nutrition to be able to consistently go out and perform. Because remember, he lost the starting position as a freshman, 7 games. That hurt. Then as then he had the sophomore year where he had all of the adversity, and then he was starting to play along. Then he sprained his ankle, and he was going along, and then he was like, oh, performing so well. And then that got to his head, and we had to get him out of that, and he did. And then guess what? Once you do that, gentlemen, you know that from performing, you will never go back there again. Because it hurt that much. For instance, Kevin, you ever touch your finger on the burner when it's on?
Of course.
Yeah. How many times?
Once.
Exactly. Now, Drake.
You don't want to do it again.
Said
yeah.
7. If you would have said 7 or 8, I would have to have a different conversation.
Well, Drake. Kevin would touch it once. Drake might touch it 10 or 15 times.
Yeah. And see, this is the thing. This is the thing. I didn't have this mental makeup when I was an athlete whatsoever. Like I had the performance anxiety that I didn't know how to get out of, et cetera, et cetera. And so just kind of, I think that this podcast has quickly become very important for young athletes to listen to, because there's a lot of answers to their issues that you're
100%. And it's suffering. It's suffering. Luca was suffering, during that stuff. And so, Dad, I really need to go deeper. And we went deeper because he's got to ask, gentlemen. So I'm sitting around. You can't, as a dad, put it on him, force it on him, it's coercion. They must want it. Socrates, the Socratic way of teaching is, it's to pull. Pull. You must pull them in. Otherwise, they won't learn. And then, as a teacher, then it's teacher malpractice. So, But I tell you right, you're absolutely right on that, Drake. That's why it's such a passion for Luca to get it out there, because guess what? You can use it in any area of your life. Like, just say you go home and screaming craziness going on. You can leave here. You can go process that stress and not swallow it and not hold it in. And I know as a performer, you get out there, it is crucifying because it's a report card. There's nowhere to hide. And there's just do it or else mentality. And that is tough to deal with if you don't have the skills and you're not taught them, right? You didn't learn that in high school, Drake, or you didn't learn it maybe even in college. And I think in today's era, and I don't want to come off bad this way, but I would say it's almost, first off, part of Elevate is to help coaches get this knowledge. We're doing that here in the DMV, get the coaches doing it, start teaching it and doing it. But it's almost coaching malpractice to not put as much emphasis on inside game development as physical. Now that says a lot, because how much physical is going on there? And I say to coaches, listen, would you like the physical to work better? Yeah. Well, then go inside and fix that, because that's the regulator of what manifests on the outside. And it's a gift for a coach to give that to a, because you'll use it in any area of your life. Your first interview and your job, when you're asked your significant other proposal, we all do it already. We already use little pieces of it because we're all humans. Just think about your mom telling you about kindergarten. She thought you into it. Hey, it's going to be so much fun, Tyler. Your kids are going to be there from the neighborhood. You're going to play. Well, I want to go to school. Hey, honey, it's only July. We got to wait till September. But anyway, she did a great job of getting you excited for it, getting your comfort zone moved to that area. And that is a skill. And so it's not so much magic, gentlemen, as it is using your superpower, reclaiming your superpower, which is your breath, and using your breath to lower your rate, heart rate, 10 to 15 beats a minute. And now I can go to the gym in my mind. And I become a master of my mind and not a victim, right? We were talking about it earlier. I want our kids to be loyal to their future, not their past. The past is relevant only insofar as it illuminates the present. Hey, how can I get better based upon this experience? What should I do? And invest all that time into that, because there's no There's no value in the past. So that is, it's a passion line, as you can tell, Drake, right? I see kids suffering. I'm going to a tournament tonight where some new talent coming in. There's a, they call them baby Luca guys. 6'10", I think he just turned 15. So
that's not a baby.
Yeah, he's not a baby, right? But they call him baby Luca, you know? So I'm going to go see him. But when I'm out there on the court and I've seen these kids just suffer out there, and parents are trying to help them and stuff, but sometimes it isn't the right way, just yelling, you know, because if it was that easy, they'd just do it. So they're suffering. And so and you know what? That triggers off a whole bunch of negative stuff. You don't do your schoolwork very well if you're not feeling well. If you didn't perform good out there, nothing goes well. You're not fun to be around. You don't digest your food properly. You end up having internal problems. So it's just like, stop it already. We know better. We know better.
I love it.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people don't know better, and that's the sad part.
That is.
So I'm just curious, like, when did you start getting into this mental training, this, and start, you know, studying the philosophy of the mind and all this, and how did you, at what point did you start implementing with Luca?
Well, Luca and my daughter pretty much, you know, when they were in my wife's stomach, you know, I started playing 6/8 Baroque music, which is the rhythmic vibrations of the brain development. So I started playing that with the headphones on. And so, you know, that the symphony's going on, you know, music's going on. Even the point where, like, Luca gets home the first time and I have the music going on. I just to see what would happen. And the first thing he did, he comes in, he just starts looking up at the speaker. Like, hey, I heard that. I know what's coming next, you know? So
this one's a banger. I like this one.
Yeah, like, hey, yeah, or turn that shit off. You know, let's go. You know, give me some Young Thug. I mean, you know, you know, give me some Crank 8 Dead or something. Like, come on, what's this? You know,
put some slappers on.
Yeah, put some slappers on. So, I mean, it, but we went deeper. And of course, the more you use it, the more you get into it. There's been breakthroughs in the brain in the last 5 years alone that weren't around 20 years ago. So it's just, of course, the stuff we're talking about, now we can tie it back to science, the language of truth, down to the, well, it's a Chiron image. You can actually take a picture of someone's aura, and you can take it before they do a yoga thing or a meditation. You take it afterwards, and the brilliance of it's incredible. I'll tell you this. There are guys, I don't know if you saw this when Luke was playing, there was guys that bounced off him during the game. And part of that, with our pranayama, you can stretch your aura out 11 feet around you so that anything gets in there. It's almost like a force field. You could just, things will bounce off you.
Drake really could have used that when we were playing.
Really, see, this is where I'm getting a little frustrated, because I'm sitting here finding out that I could have used a mental force field, and I was getting destroyed on football field.
Hey, Drake, you know what you really could have used that is the first play of your career on that kickoff.
We want to take a quick second to let you guys know that we are sponsored by Manscaped. Yes, you've been hearing it the last couple episodes. After doing half of this episode with Frank Garza so far, I am feeling like I need to shave my mental nuts. All right. And the only thing that's going to help me do that, I feel like, is the lawnmower 3.0. I need to hold the lawnmower in my hand and do some breath work. Kevin, what do you think about that?
You know, I think that's, I honestly have no idea what to do.
Have you been shaving your nuts with the new Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, Kevin? Tell them you've been smoothing them out.
So I did. Yeah, like you guys said last week, I hadn't gotten my shipment quite as soon as you guys did. But I did finally get to break out the Lawnmower 3.0, and this thing is – it's legit. It's legit. I mean,
it's the Ferrari of ball shavers.
It is. So, and again, for those listening, like, you know, podcasters do these ads. Yes, they're paying us. We're not even getting paid yet to say this kind of stuff. So really right now is like, take this for exactly what we're saying. I also had not been able to use the lawnmower yet until, this episode is the first time I've talked about it since I've used it. How about the light
like the flashlight that's on the lawnmower.
Listen, man, you got to have a guide.
Let me talk to you about how dark it gets in the nether areas, okay? And they put a freaking flashlight on the head of that thing, and you can see it all. And
they thought about everything.
I'm telling you, I've used three other trimmers in the past. This thing, it feels good.
It's like a beat up old 1992 Toyota versus a 2020 Ferrari, like Drake said. There's no comparison.
It runs smooth. And not only that, but the crop reviver and the crop, I forget what the other one's even called. They smell
musty. Nuts are no longer a thing.
Dude, I did a little spritz. It said spray a little on your junk every once in a while for a quick freshen. I did one before this podcast. All right. It literally smells so good. Like I can't imagine, Kevin, if you start spraying your whole body with this, you've got that new house in Iowa City. I can't imagine the amount of women that would flock there.
Your red room will get used very, very diligently.
Okay. There you go. And now we've involved.
Thanks to Manscaped.
Thanks to Manscaped. Again, code WALKON, WALKON at checkout. You get 20% off and free shipping. This is no bullshit. Like, this thing is legit, and their t-shirt and their underwear. We didn't even mention those. Those are elite as well. So, thank you guys for using that code and helping us out and helping yourself out. Right. Back to the show. Hey guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify. One of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Washed Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons.
Oh. I tell you guys, it's the great thing now, Drake, you can use it in anything else you want to do.
Sure.
Right, and that's the beautiful thing there, right? Is that
now, your whole life ahead of you have to use it.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, you can propel it out there. By the way, we've got a couple programs. We're thinking about trying to do one just for Iowa, for Elevate, coming up not too distant future. But I got one going on with coaches. If you want to listen in on it, if you want to be in on it, I'd be happy to let you know what it is. I think you guys are the podcast. Get it out there. Do it, because it's like it. You can't expect people with all this change going on and just say, hey, swallow it like you did yesterday. You must give them something new to deal with it. Otherwise, extraordinary achievement requires extraordinary measures. This is one of those. We're in this moment now of extraordinary things happening. Have you given anybody anything different without how to do with it? Or should we just all obey? You know, I mean, it's like,
It's a really good point.
So it is a passion, guys.
It's a really good point. I love it, Frank. I want to go back to something real quick that you said.
Sure.
With the mental work, you started to work on it. You were talking about 12-5 being what Luka was comfortable with.
Right.
It's shown flashes of what he did last year with the 24-10. 18-19 season, he finishes averaging 13 points. And then this last season, he averages 24.
And is the clear and outright player of the year, just so we can get that out there.
For sure.
Yeah, thank you.
When this started happening last season, and he was averaging 24-10, double-doubles every game, eclipsing 30 points many games, I have to imagine it wasn't a surprise to you then. With all of that mental inside work you guys have been doing, the work on just knowing and feeling and projecting out there that this is what you're capable of, you just have to go do it. You have to center yourself. When he started to do that then, and it was becoming the result of game after game, it wasn't surprising to you, or was it?
Oh, not at all. It was, or to Luka. So here's his. We're also 3 days a day working out. Right? I mean, I'm putting him through some stuff. I don't show the videos of, you know, taking him, because you got to throw up. You got to get to that point of the throw up.
Yeah.
Just so you can say, yeah, I guess I'm still standing.
Your body, I've been there. I've been through worse.
Mind will give up before your body does.
Mm-hmm. Big guys.
Right? Come on. I mean, it's like I teach sales folks and I say, listen, I in 32 years of doing this, I've never seen a salesperson thrown out. They bail out, baby. You know what? Maybe it's just a no you're not willing to get. So let's deal with the real thing here. So listen, three workouts out there intense. I'm showing the easy stuff where he's not moving so much, but you see he's not sweating from shooting that. He's sweating from all that other work, right? So I say, Luca, you know, that practice right there, you're 25 to 30 a game, 10 to 15 points a game. Get used to it. It's going to happen, right? And then he'd visualize, and pretty soon it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, now we're talking it. In other words, you want to be a champion, you run you guys' company, whatever you're doing, better put up your what you want at the end there. For instance, Luca knew when the tournament was going to be played. Even his freshman year, he was upset a little bit because he heard people talking about going on spring break. He was going to be in the tournament, right? That was his thinking, right? Because I'm playing, you know. So anyway, get that, you know, the more you can talk with your kids you guys work with and about the future in specifics and realness, doing that, what Einstein taught us to do. He figured out the cosmos with a pad, a pencil, and a paper, mostly on his sailboat or when he's playing his violin, by the way. That's part of the left and right hemispheres of the brain working together. You know, your best ideas are when? Taking a shower, driving around, not thinking about it, just comes through, bang, if you let it, right? That's the purpose of meditation. You get in that zone all the time. Not just when you're relaxed, thinking about something else. No, put yourself there purposely. With the breath, with your superpower. So with Luca, I was just talking about the future. Hey, here it is. We went over specially to my coach. We'd usually go in Hawaii for those summers to develop because, listen, I got him on an island. It's like, hey, listen, the only way you're getting home is swimming.
It's Luca Island.
Yeah, Luca Island, right? No, you know, but it was a reality. Listen, we're here to, you know, and I never had to enforce that, but it was obvious. And then my coach passed away. Luca's godfather. And then, so we went to Bosnia where we hung out with my brother-in-law. Here's a guy played at Oregon State with Gary Payton. Coach Ralph Miller, who also coached at Iowa, right? Played at Kansas, Tool Letterman, guys. He was a quarterback, guys, and basketball player, just a big stud. Anyway, and he is 13 years a pro, Tailman. So we're talking about what expectation is. Because you think expectation here is start trying to make money as a pro player, particularly in Europe where, hey, you're taking away my job from my buddy down the street. I don't really like you. So it's never going to leave you. So you got two choices. Deal with it now or it will deal with you. Well, and so, you know, it wasn't a surprise. Of course, I thought it would have been higher. And I don't want to say this. I want to embarrass the dude. But. You know, had he made his free throws at the level that we practiced. Now, I didn't practice free throws last summer because we got up to 82%. We went from 68%. We did it with the mental stuff, so I took it off the list. So we're doing our workouts. I mean, he did the free throws. He's making them all, but I didn't put any penalty to the free throw. Like, I didn't have if you didn't make it, there was a thing because he was 82%. I figured it'd be 90. And then he's getting to the line, stitches, blood coming out. He's kind of almost in a concussion because three guys smashed him. So he's not taking the full 8 seconds. I want him to take the full 8 seconds, center himself, but he didn't. He just wanted to play. And you, when you get knocked around like that, so because, listen, he knocked some people around, but he got knocked around. He almost couldn't, you know, it was just too much to shoot at an object that wasn't moving, you know, when he wasn't moving. So it was harder for him. But anyway, he would have been 27 and, you know, as opposed to 24. With a free throw. So
I can imagine we focused a little more on free throws this summer then.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly without the ball.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a study. I'd be happy to send it to you guys when I'm done, where they took squads of three. So, I mean, three groups, basketball players, one group for free throws. One group didn't do nothing with the free throws. It's normal in practice. That's it. One group for 30 days, they just shot afterwards free throws. And then the other group would only do it in their mind. And so they came back 30 days after all that and they shot. And so what do you think the results were?
Well, talking to you, it sounds like the guys who did it in their mind probably had the best percentage.
And it sounds like the guys who did it for 30 days physically probably did the worst.
Ah, interesting.
And this is good because I've been meaning to up my free throw percentage lately.
I was about to say, I'm going to repeat their answers.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it's interesting. The group that did nothing got nothing. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty easy. The group that practiced, because they practiced, you know, for 25 minutes. There's a lot of practice. They upped 25%. And the group that just did the mind upped it 23. So, and I don't know if they did the right pranayama on this, but that's still a huge increase. Imagine if you did both, gentlemen.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. Bring the physical to where the mental should, you know, bring the mental up to where that physical, because listen, you guys, the drills you do and all the equipment they have now, it's incredibly sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And everyone doesn't want to touch what happens between the ears. It's almost like too gooey or something. No, take that same wanting to give your players a competitive advantage. Give them it here. Luka has a competitive advantage every time he's on the court, not just because he worked harder and got drills and stuff. No, it's here. He's got a competitive advantage here. And I think, and God hope there's a season, you know, with that team, they'll play. It's actually an advantage for them not to have stands in, you know, fans in the stands. Think about it. Now the team that's going to play together has got to care for each other enough. They got to play now the way they're going to practice, because there's not going to be a game like you thought there would be a game. It's just going to be like a practice, right? So yep. The guys that get along, the guys that care for each other, the guys that have been along with each other, that's going to come out. Because there'll be some games where I'm, you know, I went to every one, right? Where, listen, the teammates were about ready to punch each other out. And the only reason they didn't was because the fans were in the stands and they wanted to look good. So they swallowed all that just to look good. And then if they won, oh, hey, everything's forgiven. But listen, one little thing here, one little thing there, they were at each other, right? They were at each other. So it's like, that's going to come out. How does the team brotherhood, now that intangible becomes more of a, I think it's an interesting change of the game, not having people there. Now, of course, I want to be in the game, but maybe that won't happen until June Madness or May Madness, whatever they're going to shift it back to. And hopefully that happens.
We need it to happen, because Iowa basketball is going to be something crazy. And honestly, at this point, 40 minutes into this podcast, I'm convinced Luke is going for like 40 a game.
Same. Because I've seen him in the gym making, I don't know how many straight threes. That
raining was, threes. But
that made me want to throw up watching somebody that big, that smooth from three.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always thought this, you know, it's like the shorter guys should shoot closer, because they're shorter. The bigger guys should shoot further away because they're bigger. I don't know how it all got messed around. Where, okay, you're big, you need to show it closer because you're bigger. Well, wait. The bigger you are, you should be able to shoot farther because you're bigger. So anyway, all that stuff's out the window. But listen, one of the reasons why, you know, I recognized early on that the game of basketball, particularly AU, had forgotten the big man. They had just forgotten. You run 94 feet, get a rebound, block a shot, and then let the guard shoot. Because it was entertaining, it was fun. And so I'm sitting there looking at that going, oh my God, if Luka gets to be big and I teach, he's got all these fundamentals down, I don't care who the athlete is, they're not going to be, Luka knows stuff about basketball that it'll take people 5-6 years to catch up on, and they could have been playing their whole life, mm-hmm. right? And the understanding is that. So it was, for him, quite an advantage. Then the other thing I wanted to bring the big men back to the game. Number two is, and I mean, I bring the big men back. Number two is, I wanted to, and then find a coach that understood that too, right? And Coach McCaffrey. And then number two is, I wanted to prove the statement that a guy 6'11", 270 can shoot from 35 as consistently as he can from the free throw line. And I want him to shoot over, I'm thinking he's shooting 50%+ from three.
Oh God.
Because of how much we've shot. And he's going to be shooting from three, the NBA three, not be doing the college thing. He's going to be stepping back there. So then why? Now his length can overcome quickness because he's got more real estate to work with. He can stretch it out even further. Now my jab, my Sigma moves are going to be far more effective because, big man, can you move your feet like I did at 14 years old carrying a brick back and forth? Can you move your feet like that? Do you know how to do that? And so, you know, I tell you what, I don't know if it's 40. I really don't care what the number is, because we are locked in on cutting the nets down. That's what.
Let's go.
And if he's just passing, if he's like what Will Chamberlain, listen, Will Chamberlain led the league in assists.
Yeah.
Same with LeBron James.
Was the coach. So he, yeah, he, if so, Luka gets the ball, they want a triple team. CJ gets 40. Connor, Toussaint, Wheezy's killing him from raining him from out go. There. And then J-Ball. Let's not forget J-Ball, who could just 1 foot across half court, it's in. So it's like he may have a double-double in assists and rebounds. I'm okay with that, too. Everyone knows. I mean, he can shoot, but the thing is, we want the prize.
We want the prize.
We want the prize, baby. And so he'll do whatever it takes, as will Connor, as will Toussaint, as will CJ, as will J-Bo, right? It's hard for J-Bo. Like, even J-Bo, you know, he'll do what it takes. He'll do what it takes to have to bring something home to Iowa, never been brought here. Yep. And being the brother that actually, you know, is he'd have one up on his other brothers.
He'd have a big one up.
Man, yeah. Man, look at me. You know, and maybe his dad, you know, because he was in the Rose Bowl. So, anyway, I say, God, I hope there's a season, gentlemen. I mean, we made the choice on hope, because nothing in this on this planet and off this planet, like look at Voyager 1 and 2, right, outside our solar system. That was a mind thing. That was imagination that made that happen. But nothing ever was achieved without hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so we voted, you know, we made a decision on hope plus this fact, which is, when are you ever going to play again with this group of good guys and great coach and a great community and a great school and a great fan base? When in your life are you ever going to have that again? So, you know, and he loves Iowa, you guys. I mean, he almost gave up, you know, I mean, almost lost his career. And who knows if he would have had a tumor underneath that cyst, almost his life. But that's Luka, you know.
Yep.
I'll show you this shot I was going to play. This is Luka right here for Iowa. You know, this is.
Let's go. Let's go. His emotion is something that gets, I mean, it can fire anyone up. I remember the first time that I saw Luka, it was at the student athlete kickoff in 2017. And, you know, we have all the sports, like, I think it's like the Sunday night, literally before classes start every year.
Yeah.
We would go up to one of the bigger lecture halls on campus and we'd all go in there. You all sit with your sport. Gary Barta and Liz Tovar, everyone would give their spiel about athletics for the year. And we got up, and then you get to eat afterwards. And we like walked by the basketball team, and they're all tall anyway. Like, I'm short, 5'10". The big guys on the football team, you get a 6'7" every once in a while,
right?
6'4", 6'5", most of the linemen. And yep. Luka walks by, and I'm just like, son of a bitch. This is the Empire State Building plays for our basketball team. He's so fun to watch. And you started with the background of the I am back. Obviously, that's the big news. Recently, some of the best news that Iowa sports has had in a while here.
I would say that's the best news Iowa sports has had since I can't remember when.
Yeah, and now that we've talked so much about the mental side, the meditation, the pranayama, the breathing, I have to imagine that Luka did a lot of meditation on this decision, lot of thinking, a lot of just, you know, laying it all out there in his mind and just breathing on it.
I thought he was gone, Frank. I said on the podcast, because of the uncertainty, my man is going to go get his check and nobody can blame him. And then all of a sudden people are like, hey, Drake, you're an idiot and an asshole. And I'm like, I'll take it. Go Luka, go Hawks. I love this.
That's the time you want to be wrong, right?
God, yes, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, you're absolutely right. Yeah, because this is a life skill. You use it in any area. When you need your best, you must go within. You know, what did Jesus say? Buddha did too, that whatever you keep within you kills you, whatever you get outside of you saves you. So, you know, in order to go out, you got to go in to go out. So, and we also did a group meditation. Bakari from Arizona joined us, because during the season, Bakari joined. I don't know if you guys watched Bakari and Luka's connectivity out there when they were playing. But because when you meditate together as a team, then we it was voluntary. So Luca did it, but anyone who wanted to join, they couldn't. So Bakari joined. And you saw his performance at, when he, from the moment he started through then, you saw how his game went up. And people, what'd you do differently? What did you do? Well, he was dealing with performance anxiety, like any performer is going to do when you're at the top V1 level or any level when your performance on there. So we even did a couple of group meditations with my partner, Guru Ganesha. And he's a master meditator. He hadn't shaved in 57 years, wears a really nice diaper on his head, ties it real tight, looks good. No, he's a Sikh, a converted Sikh from Boston back in the 60s. But, and wow, he's been doing this 3 hours a day for 57 years. So he's a master at it. And so I brought that to the table for all of this during this, because I too am constantly out there looking for what's the next best thing. Well, it's right here with my partner. So we did several group meditations with that, where we were just with Luca and let him, because they say, you know, prayer is asking for something, meditations where you're going to listen to the answer. And so, and mostly you're getting in touch with that, with who you are. I always tell, particularly young kids, when you teach meditation, it says, we're going to go back and meet you. They go, what do you mean? I said, well, you know who that voice is when you're reading to yourself? Oh, yeah, that's who you are. Now we're going to go and spend some time with you, right? Because so much of that voice never comes out, right? We don't get that voice when we're reading, relaxed. We're reading, all of a sudden that voice is talking to us. But when in the day do we get to do that? Never, because our heart rate's up too high and our body's taken over and we're doing a bunch of stuff, which is called life, that most of the time has nothing to do with what's going on in here. So we teach that to the kids and they get it. Oh yeah, I spent some time, I'm gonna go spend some time with me. You know, that is a concept as a seventh grader, is a cool concept to have, because you know that, hey, that's who you're, that's who you come in with, and that's who you leave with. So better get to know them, because you end up meeting them one way or the other. You know, I mean this, I've had several people pass away recently, you know, from just, some is Alzheimer's, some is the C word. And I'll tell you what, you get in contact with who you are when that message comes through, right? All the pretenses go away, and pretty soon you're meeting that person. So again, you know, Drake, to your point early on, and Kevin and Tyler's like, hey, we get this out to the youth earlier. And about all of this, it is the kind of change that makes big change happen, you know?
Me ask you a question on this, Frank, more for the public than for Luca in particular, because he seems to be like a guy who has a 1,000-pound head on his shoulders from all the brains and all the knowledge. But for other people who find success, how do you think that they should manage their ego? Because I know that we've seen a lot of guys fizzle out in programs sheerly because of their ego, and they think they know the best and they think they are the best. So like, I don't know, you seem like a really knowledgeable guy, and that's a question I feel like a lot of people need the answer to.
Yeah. Well, that's insightful, Frank. Well, it's two things. One is it's what you know after you, it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. Right. First off, that saying, it's what you learn after you know it all, right? So, and what I mean by that is, well, as soon as the ego, well, as soon as you start believing all that and not remembering about what it takes to get there and the prize, you know, what is the prize here? What are you doing this for? You're doing it to get your name in the paper. You're doing it to get autographs. You're doing it to get followers, or you're doing it for, you know, some other outside reason. See, those are all outside reasons to validate who you are. In other words, we call it the IR theory. In other words, who I'm I is inside. My I is 100%, right? You know, the creator didn't make any mistakes, 100%. But then I perform in my role, my R, outside. So many people let how they perform in their role as an athlete, as a student, brother, sister, dictate how they are I, how their I is inside. So they're looking for all that outside stimulus to make sure that they feel okay. And once that happens, that's a you're down a slippery slope that just the end of which is certain. It's just implosion, because the outside can't drive the inside. The inside must drive the outside, period. And so if people are, you know, you see like that, they got to return to who they are. And their I is 100% not attached to an outcome. I'm perfectly okay. I may have performed not as well in my role as a performer. Let's talk about that. Can't affect me. Listen, the soul can't ever be offended. Only the ego. So if you're getting offended, you're gonna say, hey, what's really going on here? What is this limiting belief coming out? What is really happening here? Are you saying? Because remember, the measurement of an educated mind is a mind that can hold opposing thoughts without judgment. Right? I'm just so happens in
performance. That was an intuitive thought.
Was it okay? Well, I mean, so it's like the way another way it's described in some of the Tibetan Book of the Dead is like your soul is the chariot. And you got horses running around. So now, are the horses running the chariot, letting it go wherever? Ego, that's ego. The horse is the ego, running crazy, going wild. See, in the chariot, the soul brings it back in. Said, hey, here, we're going to go this way. Hey, come back in. It's okay to have that thought. Crazy, you can bring, come back in, ego. Come back in, ego, because the ego's going to run. Come back in. And the soul, you know, takes back over. So it's mostly comfort zone, Drake, when you get down to a two, which is okay, geez, I'm doing well. And then they get so focused on, oh, geez, I'm doing well, that then they create what they don't want to have. And I'll leave you with this last thought. It's something Deepak says, which is attention energizes, intention transforms. So let's take the example of Luca during his sophomore year, doing well in those games. Ooh. And then he couldn't make a free, couldn't make a basket, didn't score in one game. And what Luca did was he put his attention on all the things he shouldn't do. Oh, geez, what happens if I don't do that? What happens if I don't do this? What happens if I don't do this? So he put his attention on the wrong thing. And so it causes performance to dive. Versus intention transforming, which is, okay, stop it. That's not like me. The next time, I'm going to follow through and look at the rim when I shoot, not the ball. And that transformation comes from intention. So what we say in the program at Elevate is put your attention on your intention. Because if you put your intention on what you don't want, you'll get what you don't want, because attention energizes that part of your mind. So for Luca, it was like, I can't make a free throw. I can't make a shot. Okay, I will obey. And you won't make a shot and you won't make a free throw. In fact, you won't even score in a game. Are you happy? I did exactly what you programmed me to do, because you put your attention and it energized everything you didn't want, even if it was bad for you, because that's how the body works. It's a servo. The mind works, a servo mechanism. So put your attention on your intention. What's your intention with this call today? What's your intention to do today? What is that? Remind yourself of that and then go do it. And not put all that attention on what you don't want to have happen and all those other things. So that's maybe hopefully a shortcut to that, Drake, about how you get through that is intention, not attention.
Wow. Sure. Yeah.
Love that. Love that. Frank, we don't want to take up too much more of your time.
I've enjoyed it, guys.
You've been a pleasure to have on the show. Kevin, Drake, do you guys have anything left, or should we close this thing down?
I'm just pretty thankful that he shared his knowledge on our podcast for hopefully a lot of young athletes to hear, because if I could go back and be 18 years old again and digest this information and be able to work on it from there, I think that could have been really, really beneficial.
I have no doubt. There's no doubt. Well, you know, you guys asked the question. See, so it's like, I give it right back to you. You guys were insightful. And I think that's an advantage of your backgrounds. You guys were in it. So it's like, it's such a, so I listen to you. There's a voice that can only come from being involved in it. It's hard, you know, it's hard to smell a rose through a book.
Yeah.
Right. It's hard to get that.
That's a great phrase.
I got to get the quote book out. I'm going to have to re-listen to this one, 'cause there's so many great quotes in it. Kevin, anything left for Frank before we let him go? Oh, you're turned off, Kev, right now.
Is he turned off? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. He was probably just going to close it down. We can't hear you, Kev. I don't know what you're doing. Again,
Frank. Sorry, Kev.
So thankful to have you on, like Drake said. I think the fans are going to love this. A lot of great information and in ways that anyone, not even athletes, just anybody in their everyday life can work on being more intentional, working on their breath, working on the mental side of life and not just the physical, because again, we do all get caught up in that physical side of things, and it's only half of the battle. So we are so excited for that and hopeful for that season to come this year.
Oh yeah. Man.
Hopefully after we cut down the nets sometime in spring, early summer, whenever that happens, we can have you and Luca back on together or something like that.
Oh, super.
That would be a real pleasure.
That would be insane. We definitely want to have Luca on regardless. Once he's done being a Hawkeye and just again, thanks for joining. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. It was a pleasure to spend a Sunday with you guys and talk about this, because you can tell I'm passionate about it. If nothing else, maybe not so much who cares what I say. I mean, it's like you've seen how Luca's been able to use it in the differentiator in his performance level and consistency and, you know, from an elite level level to continually do that. And it wasn't just because we shot a bunch of jumpers. Mm-hmm. Right, Bird said 95% mental, 5%, physical. Bobby Knight said, mental to physical, 5-1. And he said that for a reason, because performing at that highest level, when you must be 100%, can't be done by jumping up and down and doing a bunch of activity without achievement. I mean, you ever seen a martial artist go to work? Say, like, oh, are we going to fight? First, they try not to. And they say, okay, give me one moment. I'm taking my shoes and socks off. And I'm doing a meditation. Because why? I'm going to kill you. Right? Right? I mean, listen, I'm going to end you. And so I have to get in that warrior mode to do that. Then now I'm ready to take your energy and use it against you. And then done. And so it's like they don't go out and jump up and, oh, yeah. No, they're slow the breath. Because guess what? They're getting ready to lay one on you. And so I thank you guys for asking those insightful questions and having the courage to do so. And there's so much stuff to talk about. You're talking about the things that matter and the things about the future for folks. And to know that once you start on that path, you're going to be on your way, right? Once you start on that path. So yes, I encourage everyone to do that.
And that's awesome.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys.
Episode 137 with the Father Peacock himself, Frank Garza. We will be back again. Thank you guys for listening. That's it for us. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.